You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. Today is the first day of Black History Month. The annual celebration is meant to bring greater attention to the often overlooked history and cultural impact of African Americans. This year, the Milwaukee Rep Theater Company is celebrating with a series of events called We Rise. These virtual events will feature artists and experts talking about Black excellence in the arts. One of these events, called It Takes a Village, will put a special focus on the contributions of Milwaukee artists and local companies. The series is being led by Rajendra Ramoon Maharaj, Milwaukee's associate artistic producer. He joins me now along with Njeme Camara, the Associate Director of Engagement at the Rep. And Njeme, Rajendra, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
My pleasure. Happy to be with you.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks.
Milwaukee Rep has a really full calendar of events for Black History Month. Rajendra, what was the inspiration for this year's programming?
I wanted to find a way to really look at how we could honor Black History Month with everything that has been happening in the world the last few years, and particularly this last year, that really kind of honored the past, the present, and the hope of the future. And so we came together as a team and with the entire support from the board of directors throughout the whole staff and all the many departments and all the many artists that we've worked with, and came up with this really robust programming that I'm really proud to share with Milwaukee and share also with the national community. A lot of our regional partners are looking at us as an organization and as a city, how we kind of embrace diversity, inclusion, and particularly this month as we move forward with Black History Month, which is really American history and celebrating the best that Milwaukee has provided and will provide in the future.
So, Njeme, this program, It Takes a Village, it's looking at the contributions African-American artists have made to theater here in Milwaukee. When you think about these contributions, what first comes to mind?
What first comes to mind is actually the collaboration that African-American artists have done both visually in the city and performing arts. And I know that the Black Holocaust Museum is doing a really great job of archiving that history. And so when we talk about performing arts, you really can't remove the visual arts from the city of African-American contributions as well. They both go hand in hand, and often that interdisciplinary approach has been really valued, especially by people like Della Wells, who's a very prolific visual artist here in Milwaukee. And the struggle for getting funding for the arts applies to both visual and performing. So when I think about the history, I just think about what artists have done to band together to represent themselves.
Rajendra, as you mentioned, you're relatively new to Milwaukee. What has stuck out to you about coming into this community and learning more about specifically the contributions of Black artists?
Well, I must say, I was so pleasantly surprised to see just the rich cornucopia of artistic excellence in the African-American community in the diaspora, from the performing arts, particularly the theater community, that there has been so many years and so much groundwork laid by the elders and ancestors who continue to want to fill the empty space and share the stories of our people. I was just really impressed with the leadership and the heart. When we put this out into the community, it was just so embraced. And on a personal note, just having been, you know, new to the city, the support that I've had from my colleagues at the Rep, and also my colleagues and new colleagues and friends from the African American theater community, and the leadership from the many different companies here, has been so overwhelming and so generous. And so I'm really hoping that this Black History Month will be almost an olive branch and a new bridge that Milwaukee Repertory Theater and these wonderful organizations who have been here for many, many years can walk together and build new inroads, both artistically, financially, and in terms of community engagement.
It's interesting that you say, you know, a kind of olive branch or a bridge in some ways, because I think when we as Milwaukeeans think about just the city in general, we think about a story of segregation. We think about a long history and honestly, the present situation of hypersegregation in the city of Milwaukee. When we look at our theatrical groups, our artistic groups, do you see this same kind of segregation?
I think that's a really great question. And it's been something that I've been asking myself. I've actually been living outside of Milwaukee for most of my professional arts life and have just recently moved back. When I look at funding, for example, I think that as a city, we need help anyways with governmental funding. And so when you look at who has funding and who has already built up the patrons and the donors, we don't yet have a performing arts center that has that amount of economical power that's led by a person of color. And so whether we want to call it segregation or not, there is inequality right now just in terms of funding, and you can't help but stem it back to the need that our state government is not giving.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation about specifically diversifying arts groups. But as you say, diversifying groups that we know have that funding in place, that are institutions in the city, and groups that I think many people would like to reflect the diversity of Milwaukee, namely including more Black and Latino artists and producing more shows by Black and Latino writers. Do you think legacy groups like Milwaukee Rep have been successful in doing that?
I think that for years, Milwaukee Rep has been laying the foundation where the movement and the moment met last year and now continues to move forward. It does not go by me for one second that I stand on the shoulders of all of the African-American and biracial and mixed artists in Milwaukee who opened the door for me, and particularly, you know, having this position which was created for me and being the first in this position as the Rep's associate artistic producer, that there's a great responsibility that we have. But we have had a commitment, and Jemmy knows this as well, in terms of particularly right now, the work we're doing with our staff in terms of inclusion and access and parity, as well as I can tell you artistically with the playwrights and directors and the stories we've chosen to tell. I know in this future seasons, building on the past seasons, that we are going to continue to go even deeper into what is inclusion, where are true diversity, including our Native American artists, South Asian, LGBTQ+. Often we circle the wagons around African American and Latino stories, which are so important and need the platforms. But also when we are talking about inclusion, we want to include Asian, South Asian, Native American, LGBTQ stories as well. I know that that's something that the Rep is really committed to moving forward and bringing to the forefront. And again, using this Black History Month as an olive branch and also an opportunity to really look at ourselves and our past history, our present and our future history, and who we are and what we want to say to the world through our art. And I know that inclusion, diversity, and really looking like when you come to our theater to see the American dream. And part of the dream is diversity, it's inclusion. It's all types of people coming together to sit in the dark and be awakened through storytelling. And I know that it's definitely on the forefront of our mission as an organization as we kind of look to the future with our eyes on the prize.
And just to piggyback off of Rajendra, we have a really phenomenal group of folks in the theater as part of the institution called the Impact Council. And they are community leaders who are basically our eyes and ears on the ground. And the chair of our Impact Council is the executive director of Latino Arts, Jacobo Lobo, who has been a significant voice on the council. And so we know that when we have our eyes and ears on the ground, we've heard from our community partners, our neighborhood partners, that there is a need for our programming to be translated into Spanish. We know that we're downtown Milwaukee, and we know that that we're right next to a population that needs a Spanish translation. We also know that American Sign Language is the third largest spoken language in the United States. And so having our programming be ASL interpreted, closed captioning, because it's important to include more and more audience. And so as we recognize as well, different cultures of ethnicities, we also recognize the different cultures of our deaf population, of our deaf cultures, and what does that mean for us as hearing people and the responsibility that we have to include our brothers and sisters of the various deaf cultures.
Yeah. Now, of course, we've been talking about Milwaukee Rep, which is where both of you are from, but there are many organizations in the city of Milwaukee that are creating a lot of different art, whether it is theater or something that is more interdisciplinary. What are some of the organizations that are really showcasing work from and for the Black community?
I would like to give a shout out to Metcalf Park Community Bridges, because they're working on a phenomenal project currently called the Decameron Project. And they wanted to partner with Milwaukee Rep to see if we can get various workshops to work with their youth and talk about how their youth have survived and been resilient and capturing the joy during this time of COVID, how they were able to keep their numbers down in their neighborhood and to celebrate that. And so not only have they brought us as Milwaukee Rep, they've brought together the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. They've brought together Mount Mary College. They've also brought Stillwaters Collective, Dasha Kelly, and Imagine MKE. So we have visual artists, instrumentalists, you know, performing artists, all to showcase the youth. And so that, to me, Metcalf Park Community Bridges is a perfect example of multidisciplinary approach to the arts. And so shout out to their organization and thanks, you know, for the partnership with them.
Yeah, and I would echo that 100%, and also add to the list the Milwaukee Black Theater Festival, the Milwaukee Film Fest Black Lens, the Lights, Camera, Soul. There's so many wonderful organizations, and many of them are participating in the Black History Month celebration with Milwaukee Rep, as well as local businesses. And so I think that there really is a plethora of art, and, you know, just because of the pandemic, because of so many changes that have happened in the world over the last year, these organizations are really finding new pathways to present their art and share their stories with the world. And we at Milwaukee Rep stand in with them and want to create a village and a global conversation about how we move forward in the years to come so that we really are one city, and not a city of neighborhoods, but really one city and one arts city that support and sees each other and knows that everyone's stories matter, because when one of us wins, we all win. So that's really the heart of what we're trying to do with this opportunity with Black History Month, to really show that it does take a village.
Yeah. Well, Rajendra and Jamie, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you for having us, Joy. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to chatting with you in the near future.
And Jamie Camara is the Associate Director of Engagement, and Rajendra Ramoon Maharaj is the Associate Artistic Producer at Milwaukee Rep. The theater company's We Rise series of events kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live with a celebration of playwright Lorraine Hansberry. They'll have a new event every Monday night this month. And you can find a link to more information about the series at wuwm.com.